Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
Okay, are we ready for the results?
I think so.
I think we need a drum roll.
I think we've been debating this for 6 months now.
How did we even get into this? Oh, somebody said that Taylor Swift ripped off the Macarena.
Right.
For her song, Me.
This conversation back in early 2017. Right, now we're finally getting to...
So this evolved into best 90s dance tracks, okay? So correct. I have them in order from 4 to 1, okay? So coming in, fourth place...
Yep.
If it hadn't been for God and I, Joe, I'd been married
whatever,
long time
I still
ago.
Get to hear it.
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
This is Janine's favorite. Sorry, J9. It was not the favorite of everyone who listens.
This one makes me cringe because working for the Atlanta Braves, we had to hear this every single night during the 17th stretch for 10 straight years.
And you're like over
it. I'm like, yeah, I hear this one. I crumble and go, okay.
Mark gave that one negative.
Almost to the end of the game.
I think it's the most fun dance, too, though.
Coming in third place of the best 90s dance songs. With only 18% of the votes, Macarena in number 3. Who is in second place? This one got a lot more of the votes with 30%. I thought that one was going to win.
Yeah, me too.
That would have been my vote.
Yep.
But it is time, ladies and gentlemen, for the very first entry.
Got my vote.
Here we go.
Into the Jen and Friends Book of Records, the best 90s dance song of all time, as voted by you, our listeners.
Slide to the left.
Oh, yeah.
Slide to the right.
It's a cha-cha slide.
Crisscross. Crisscross. Cha-cha real smooth.
And for those that are about to get mad at it, the song is released in 2000. It's not really... We gave this a little leniency because we just assumed by our own panel of judges, the four of us, that the song was written in the 90s and recorded in 1999, but not released until 2000.
So there we go. Our very first entry. Thank you all for your votes. And now we've got something new to vote on. Are you guys ready to vote on the worst 90s songs of all time?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay, let's put some up on the board here coming up next. Just after Portugal the Man, we'll get into that. The worst 90s song, any category, dance or otherwise, what should have never been written? They're next.
Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
This is
the debate
Jen
has already continued.
Friends, I know we're started. We're already debating the worst 90s songs of all time because we just crowned the very best 90s dance odd. Cha-Cha Slide is the first entry into the Jen and Friends Book of Records.
Book of Records.
But now we're going to try. Yeah, seal it up. It's done. Y'all voted, and it is final. Now we're going to try to find the worst 90s songs of all time. All right. So you can text your entries to us. 51539 is the new Jen and Friends text line. Message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive. But Mark, you've got one of these to add to the board right away.
All right, immediately, just to kick things off. When you say, what are some of the worst 90s songs of all time?
Mm-hmm.
This one comes to mind. Just never did it for me. And
just
it got
terrible.
Overplayed in the 1995. It just kept going and going. And nothing against Seal. And it, which one was it? The Batman Forever. It was the Batman Forever soundtrack. Just was not a good song.
All right. And Curtis, you say this one is the worst.
Yes. Yes.
So if somebody was going to torture you, it'd be with this song.
It would be bop. And I'm like, not.
You know they still tour? The Hanson Brothers?
Really? Why?
Yes. They're all married with kids and stuff now.
Got like 46 kids apiece.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah. Baby making factory.
Okay, so Curtis votes for that one. Send us yours. 51539 is our text line. The worst 90s songs of all time. I think all of us submitted this one.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt.
The video didn't help. Sexy.
Right, said Fred. Come on. No, this is terrible. Not I can't believe this is even a hit song.
I know.
It's awful.
You're not too sexy for your shirt. Keep it on and wear a sweater.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. My prediction is that this one is going to win. of the whole competition. J9, do you have any of these that you wanted to add to the list? Were you even born in the 90s?
I was born in 93, so okay. To be honest, okay. I love half of these songs, and I'm just feeling insulted. First of all, I shouldn't love this song so much, but Mambo Number 5 on this list, y'all are killing me.
Oh, I think it's just because it got so burned out.
Y'all both hate it.
We double hate it. Go ahead and hit it in front
Sorry.
Of your side.
A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita. I don't hate it. Just burned out by it.
When I first heard it, I was just listening intently for my name. Is he going to say my name? Is he going to say my name? I never said my name. Maybe that's why I hate it.
Oh, that's why you hate it. You're bitter. I get
All right.
it.
Another one. Now, back in the day when I first got started in radio, I worked at a station here called 95.5 The Beat.
Beat.
It was the Beat, and it was awesome. I actually worked with our now afternoon guy, Cannon, there. He was our night guy. And this song was so popular and got so overplayed that we actually buried it at a nightclub.
Let me see that song.
Song a funeral was Cisco. They're like, no more.
Looking
it was
kind of
good when it first came out, though.
Jen and Friends text line.
Yeah.
51539. This one already getting a lot of votes.
I forgot about Barbie Girl.
I can see how y'all hate it, but that song came out when I was like 6, so it was my jam. I was like, I got Barbies. This is my song.
Kindergarten party in the house. Juice boxes up.
Juice boxes up.
All right, wait a minute. I got to throw a flag on the play.
What?
Look at your column.
Yeah?
The one at the very bottom. I don't know who put this on the list.
I did. It's terrible.
But you're dead to me.
No, it's
you
awful.
You are dead to
this
me.
This is the worst 90s
you are.
Song.
Nope.
Terrible. It's awful.
Is it Chubba Wubba? Or Chuck, what is it, Chunky?
Chunky Wonky. Pub Pumping. Chumbawamba Tub Thumping. This is the soundtrack to Harrison High School Class of 97.
No, terrible.
Oh, I don't know. Did you do that, Jen?
Yes.
We
I
are
hate
no
this
longer
song.
Friends.
Yeah, I hate it.
Jen and Friends and Mark. Dare you.
All right. Text us your entries 51539. We'll add them to the list. We'll get your votes and we'll get a poll going and figure out what can we crown the worst 90s song of all time.
Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.